早晨和我们共聚一堂，在这里不仅仅我们来庆祝教会的30周年，更主要的，今天是星期天，礼拜天，我们来这里也是要敬拜赞美我们的神，将一切的荣耀赞美都归给他。 Thank you everybody to come down here that not only we celebrate our church 30th anniversary, also most importantly,We worship our God, give all the thanks and glory to the Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, also His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Okay, let's start today's worship with the scripture reading. 当我们看到白颜色的经文的时候，请我们读中文，你可以读广东话，或者是国语，或者其他的语言。当我们看到是黄颜色的字体的时候，请我们读英文，好吧？我们来 take turn. Let's read the scripture today. When you see the white color verses, let's read in Chinese. And when you see the yellow color verses, let's read in English. All right? Okay, 第一节，请
普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
Worship the Lord with the gladness, come before Him with joyful songs. 你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give the thanks to him and praise his name. Let's read all together in all languages. 因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。让我们来唱今天的几首诗歌，来歌颂我们的神。首先 ，Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, the Creator, the one that we all.Should praise. All right. 第一首诗歌，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。Holy, holy, holy. I left my heart to praise you.
我心要称谢耶和华
向耶和华唱诗来歌颂我们的神，我们也要歌颂我们的救主，他的唯一的儿子耶稣基督是我们的救主，是我们的拯救，他是救赎主，神爱子耶稣，尊贵的羔羊弥赛亚。 There is a Redeemer. 来
There
Praise him, praise him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. 让我们唱这首，怀着我们心里面的感激和赞美，将我们的诗歌献给耶稣基督。Praise him.
Praise him, praise him. Jesus, your servant, my救主。
之前呢，我想跟大家来介绍一群很特别的弟兄姐妹。Before our Thanksgiving prayer, I would like to introduce to you a very special group of brother and sister. 就是我们30年前，1987年，你们知道我们当时有多少个弟兄姐妹来北区来布道开教会吗？多少 ？Do you know how many？Brother and sister came 30 years ago to start our church. How many? 40. We thank God for their dedication 30 years ago to start our church. Look around from 40 people. God has blessed our church into a multiple worship services. 好，请坐。Please be seated. 好，我们一同来做一个祷告。父神，我们今天要赞美你，我们用歌声，我们用我们的回应来将一切荣耀都归给你。 Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you. For 30 years ago, we saw your grace has blessed our church tremendously. 父神，我们为到过去从40位弟兄姐妹他们的热心、他们的摆上、他们为福音的缘故从 San Jose Newport 来到北区建立教会，他们把这个小小的地方看到我们今天有许许多多得救的灵魂，许许多多的弟兄姐妹他们的灵命受到祝福。父神，我们感谢赞美你。Our Heavenly Father who is in heaven, we thank you as we gather here as a church to celebrate a special occasion in our church. We praise you for guiding us and bless our church from about 40 people 30 years ago to grow into today's multiple worship services. We also praise you for many brothers and sisters who have grown spiritually and dedicate their life to serve you. We worship you in this special commemoration of our church. We sing praises to you because of your loving kindness and faithfulness granted to us as a church. May your name be glorified forever and ever. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
是我力量，是我的拯救。你有权柄能力和恩典，主已是真光照耀和帮助。我要欢欣歌唱，高声颂扬，你是配得我们赞美。主你是磐石坚固的高台，在狂风暴雨中的庇护，你是配得荣耀尊贵与全能。我要一生歌颂献上赞美，我要永远赞美上主。
谢谢联合诗班 ，Thank you for the combine a party. And next, we have personal testimony, and the first one is Lisa Lee.
Hello, 大家好。好，我叫 Lisa， 今天很荣幸可以在这里跟大家一起分享我在北区基督徒会堂所经历到的大家的关爱，还有神的祝福。我和我的妈妈还有哥哥是在1991年，26年前来到会堂。我母亲那时候是一个单亲的妈妈，然后我们的生活那时候是蛮艰辛的。她在工厂做女工，每个月付完房租之后，几乎我们就没有剩多少钱。我记得小时候我们在美国的第一个桌子，那时候是在一个 Goodwill 垃圾桶旁边 捡到的，桌子只有三个脚是可以站得稳。我还记得吃饭的时候摇啊摇啊摇的，小时候不觉得怎么样，虽然蛮穷的，但是心里总是觉得非常的充实，因为我有妈妈的爱，还有教会里大家对我的关心。我记得那时候李长老还有黄师母常常来我们家里做探访，因为知道我们家里的经济情况不好。第一次来的时候觉得我们家里很暗，整个客厅只有一个灯，那时候我们还在存钱买第二盏灯。结果他们第二次来的时候就带了一盏灯过来，我们很开心。那时候他们怕我们不好意思，还说家里刚好多出来一个新的灯。然后后来我哥哥想参加诗班，那时候诗班的话是要穿着一个那个衬衫打领带，后来知道说我们没有钱去买衬衫领带，他们也是来了我们家送给我哥哥领带、衬衫、裤子，又说是刚好家里多了。那个时候我13岁，是个半大不小的年纪，教会的小朋友差不多5、6岁，跟我最年纪最近的就是光言团契的哥哥姐姐，还有家庭团契的，我也是叫哥哥姐姐。一开始觉得蛮孤单的，因为没有跟我同年纪的小孩。哥哥来一阵子之后也走了，因为就是也没有跟他有同样年纪的小孩。但是后来发现这是神对我的祝福，因为我一下子多了好多的哥哥的和姐姐，大家都很疼我，真的把我当妹妹一样看。他们每次在这边的很多，我说前面这三排哈，大家都是在我记忆中真的是很深刻的人。每次大家都很疼我，每次见到我就说我们家的 Lisa 怎么样怎么样，都很爱我，常常弄到我不好意思。但是真的感觉到他们，你们在做满满的爱。我在1998年的时候申请到加州的伯克莱大学念书。那时候大家就像是送自己小孩子一样去上课，有些人帮我买床单，帮我买家具，都像真的是小孩，自己小孩要上大学了。那时候因为我爸爸不在我们的生活当中，那时候普哥哥普小平长老在我上学的前一天还跟我谈了一谈，他说 Lisa 上大学的时候什么样的男孩子可以交往，什么孩子不可以交往，去参加 party 的时候不可以喝酒，不可以吸毒。然后我就真的觉得他真的是非常非常的关心我，像自己的女儿要上大学一样，非常感动。所以今天我在2000年的时候认识我的先生，2002年的时候跟他结了婚，大家也是像嫁自己的女儿一样帮我筹备婚礼，我真的什么事都不用操心。你不认识我的人可能不知道，我的先生就是李立明长老的儿子。那时候我妈妈还会开玩笑说，李长老一家对我们那么好，最后连儿子都给我们了。在2004年的时候，我的母亲死于大肠癌，那时候我是27岁。那个时候在我人生中最重要的人走的时候真的很难过，那个时候第一次想到说子欲养而亲不在是这种感觉。那个时候如果没有大家帮助我走过那个难关，我可能走不过去。在2008的时候我生了我第一个儿子 Max Lee， 那个时候还没有开口，所有的哥哥姐姐还有 coffee talk 的人都来帮我坐月子，帮我送菜，帮我看孩子。那时候特别是我妈妈的朋友，他们那时候我的感觉就是他们以他们的爱心代替我的妈妈来照顾我。在26年在教会，神给我的祝福在五分钟真的讲不完。从妈妈走后，我和我先生在我们家也开了一个英文查经班，到现在也已经13年了，就是希望我们从北区得到的爱和祝福一点一点的传下去。最后我希望我自己还有我们的教会永远永远不会失去起初那个爱人的心。Hello everyone, my name is Lisa Lee and I feel extremely honored to be here to share my journey at North Valley CCIC and the blessings I have received from God and also from the congregation. My mom and I joined our church in 1991, about 26 years ago. My mom was a single parent. She worked at a factory making minimum wage and we were always trying to make ends meet. We had enough money to pay for the necessities and sometimes not even that.I still remember our first dining table was picked up next to a garbage can outside of Goodwill. It was a table with three working legs. Objectively speaking, we were very poor, but our hearts never felt that way because of the love from God, from the church, which I will talk about next. Because of our family situation, we received lots of house visits. Elder Alec Lee and his wife visited us the most often.I still remember the very first time when they came to our apartment. They realized our house was very dim. We had one working lamp, and we were still trying to save up money to buy the next one. To our surprise, they soon visited us again and brought us a brand new lamp. But not to make us feel bad, they said it was an extra lamp found in their house. When they found out my brother needed a nice shirt and tie for the choir, they came to our house again and provided it for him.And claimed that, once again, it was just laying around the house, brand new, not used. Acts like this touched my heart. Those house visits continued for years, not only from them, but from all other people at church. Now, I was about 13 years old when I joined the church. I was the only youth here. And the next age group closest to my age was the Salt and Light Fellowship. At the time, I remember at first I felt lonely. There was no one my age to talk with. But later, I found out it was a blessing from God.Because I was the only youth, I received abundant love and care from everyone. I was everyone's younger sister. In everyone's eyes, I could do no wrong. It was the best feeling. I feel loved. Now, in 1998, through God's blessing, I got accepted by UC Berkeley's Business School. Once again, it felt like a family event at church. I was the only and the first one of the kids to go to college at the time. Everyone's little sister was growing up.People were sending me off with things that they think I'll need for the dorm. Some people even offered my mom to help out with my tuition. And on one occasion, the late Elder Pooh, who I respected greatly, sat me down one day and gave me all the advices that a father will give to his own daughter, how to date, how not to date, to never get drunk at school, to never use drugs. In 2000, I met my husband and we got married in 2002.It was once again a family event for the church. Everyone helped out with my wedding, from decorations to announcements to photography to videography. Everything was sponsored. For those of you who don't know me, my husband's actually Elder Lee's son. One day, my mom even jokingly said that North Valley has given us so much. Elder Lee and his wife has taken care of us so much that at the end, they even gave up their son to our family. Those were the happier days.In 2004, my mom died from stage 4 colon cancer. It was the darkest moment of my life. I was 27 years old at the time, and I felt lost. I had graduated from college, and I was making good money at a good company. I still remember using my first check to buy this really nice dining table. We sat around it, not wanting to eat on it because it was so nice. But all of a sudden, she was gone. All my life, my dream was to support my mom so she won't have to worry about money anymore. But she was not there anymore. Once again, everyone took care of me, and I want to thank you for that. I couldn't have done it without people here. Now, since 2004, I have two healthy boys, Max and Pax, full of energy. My husband has suffered from nasopharyngeal cancer 5 years ago.And I was diagnosed with Cushing's syndrome that's not curable. But God has shown me miracles after miracles. The people here have taken care of me time after time. 1 month after my mom's funeral, my husband and I decided to start an English Bible study at our house. It's been 13 years now. We do it to honor her. We do it as a remembrance of the goodness that all of you have shown me, and we want to pass it on. Definitely, I feel very honored to be here, and thank you for the opportunity to let me share. God bless.
Good morning, everyone. It's what a joy to celebrate our 30th anniversary here with all of you. 感谢神，让我们一起来在三十周年的感恩崇拜中来感谢神，来数算他的恩典，把荣耀归给神。我要做一件这三十年来从来没有做过的一件事，就是我数到一二三的时候呢，请我们大家一起喊哈利路亚，因为哈利路亚在中文、英文。以及希伯来文都是 praise the Lord, 赞美主的意思。So, I'd like to have a request that when I count 1, 2, 3, let's all cry out hallelujah together to express our appreciation to our God. 1, 2, 3,
hallelujah!
Praise the Lord! 马长老希望我今天在三十周年的时候来分享一些这过去三十年的经历。那我们过去三十年实在是经历了太多神的恩典以及看到他的奇妙作为，但是更重要的是我们都亲身的经历了他。 Elder Gary asked me to have some sharing in today's 30th anniversary worship. We were fully blessed to witness God's miracle, abundant blessings, and his wonderful deeds at CCIC North Valley in the past 30 years.But more importantly, we all have personally, individually experienced God himself. 我今天愿意在从三个方面来分享神在我们让我们在过去三十年的经历。I'd like to share the testimony to glorify God in three perspectives. First, experiencing God with faith, 在信心中经历神。Secondly, experiencing God in hope, 在盼望中经历神。And thirdly, experiencing God in love, 在爱中经历神。那马长老给我十五分钟，但是今天是难得三十年讲一次，所以我可能会超过时间。First of all, experiencing God in faith, 在信心中经历神。我记得在1986年，大家看这个照片，上面那个小图呢是。在 Newport Avenue 的 San Jose. If you look at the picture, the top picture is showing the old building back in 1986 while we're still with CCIC San Jose at Newport Avenue. So one day we heard the church announce that we're going to plant a new church in North Valley area. 我在1986年有一天我们忽然听到教会说我们宣布我们要去北区植堂。Now, all of us who lives in North San Jose, Milpitas or Fremont, we live in Fremont ourselves, all have our names as candidate team members on the list. 所以我们看了这些名单以后呢，我们感到非常的兴奋。虽然我们知道我们要离开我们熟悉的教会，离开我们熟悉的弟兄姊妹，但是我们实在是有负担，愿意来北区向很多很多还没有信主的人来传福音。就像 just like in the Genesis 12, God told Abraham that leave your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. Even though we know that we'll be leaving familiar church environment, we'll be leaving saying goodbye to our dear brothers and sisters, but we also know that there are still many Chinese unbelievers in the North Valley area.所以我们相信神的计划，我们也相信神给当时教会领袖的意向，尤其是黄沃书长老，我们愿意顺服。我们也受到教会领袖们信心的激励，让我们有一个愿意的心来分享福音，希望更多的人得救，而且 更希望他们的生命和我们一样得到转变。那个时候我们没有一个人能够想象到30年以后在北区有500个人聚会，加上在三谷我们值得堂有300人聚会，加起来总共有800人。In 1986, we trusted God's plan and the vision that our church leaders had and given by God. We were inspired by the faith of our leaders, led by Elder Joseph Wong. We were eager to share God's good news, the gospel, with more people in North Valley, hoping that they could be saved and their lives could be transformed, just like we had, through our belief in Jesus Christ. None of us had imagined, though, 30 years ago, that we would have a church with 500 people in North Valley, plus the Tri-Valley Church, which was planted about 7 years ago, with about 300 people. So total about 800 people. 现在回想起来，这样是一个单纯的信心。我们相信神，我们也信任我们的长老，所以我们顺服。So at that time, our faith was pure and simple. God called us, we followed. We believed in God, we trusted our elders, and we obeyed. 所以这张照片你可以看到一些熟悉的面孔吗？有些人你看得出来，有些人可能不认识了。从左边开始是 Bolix， 然后是唐慧聪长老，然后是叶志华弟兄，再过来的是谁？张熙元跟 Cassindy， right？ 然后再过来是 Simon 站起来一下好不好 ？Simon， 然后过来是最有名的广东团契的一个 Twin Brothers， 不是同一个人啊，是两个人。阿波跟阿奇，阿波在不在？啊，阿波不在，所以大家熟悉的面孔。I think you know, you can probably recognize some old friends here. It's very exciting to see some of you are here today. Oh, I see Eve. Eve, can you stand up? 她是阿波的太太。然后呢，马上我们就有一个行动。Then we have a campaign. So we 马上安排了一个福音的晚会来告诉北区的朋友们，我们就要开始一个教会。我们挨家挨户的发传单，邀请他们来参加这个晚会。我们借了一个什么地方呢？就是 Piedmont Middle School， 在1月16号1987年举办了福音诗歌晚会。我们唱诗歌，我们也演出了一个话剧，这个话剧是有关永恒生命的故事。So we were very aggressive. At that time, we immediately planned an evangelistic campaign to inform the community that we are coming to start a new church. We pass out flyers, we knock on doors to invite people, and we even borrow Piedmont Middle School, the gym, to hold a music and drama event on January 16th in 1987. We sang hymns, we played a drama with a plot about eternal life.现在回想起来，那实在是一个很勇敢的举动。为什么呢？因为我们要去哪里聚会，我们都不知道。因为我们还没有找到场地，所以这是一个信心的表现。In retrospect, it was really a bold move because we didn't even have a place to meet yet. We have no idea where we're going. It's truly an act of faith. 我现在分享哦。现在大家看一下这张照片哈，左边是那个演话剧的，右边是唱诗歌的，啊，左边里面有包含我在里面，但是我不告诉你我是哪一位。So I'm going to share another interesting experience about faith. 我再分享另外一个有关信心的经历。大概在1998年，就是在成立北区会堂10年以后，有一天一个礼拜天的早上，我跟我太太在二楼。要去国语的主日学，哎，忽然我们看到 Priscilla 跟 Eugene 坐在一个教室里面，他们桌上摆着 coffee 跟 donuts。那我被 coffee 跟 donuts 吸引，我就走进去问说：“你们在这里做什么？” So another interesting experience was that in 1998, about 10 years later after we established the church here, one Sunday morning, my wife and I were on our way to the Mandarin Sunday School.On the second floor, and then we saw Priscilla and Eugene. They were sitting in a classroom. They're serving coffee and donuts there. And I was attracted by the donuts and coffee. So we walked in and asked them, why are you guys doing here? What are you guys doing here?
那他们说他们在主内有个意向。 除了现在的儿童英文聚会之外，要开始一个成人的英文聚会，所以他们现在要开始一个成人的英文的主日学。我认为这是一个很好的主意，所以我太太跟我就加入他们，成为英文组的第三个跟第四个成员。我必须承认，这个咖啡跟这个油炸圈饼对我也有很大的吸引力。后来不久，Andrew跟Lisa也加入了。同样的，在当时，没有人能够想到，在20年以后。 从两个人的英文主日学变成两个group， 一个是Coffee Talk for the adults and the Connect for the young adults, I mean professional young adults. 我实在是感谢神让我们借着对主的信心能够亲历这一切。 So after we went to the classroom, they said they had a vision to start an English adult ministry in addition to the children's ministry. So they were starting a Sunday school for the English adult at that time. And I thought it was a marvelous idea. So Angela and I joined them and became the third and the fourth member of the English group. I would have to admit that one of the major attractions was that they were serving donuts and coffee every Sunday morning. So later on, Andrew and Lisa also joined soon. Again, at that time, no one knows that 20 years later, the English group will develop into two groups, Coffee Talk, and Connect. Again, I thank God allowing us to experience Him through our faith in Him. Next, I'd like to share our experiencing God in hope. 在盼望中经历神。 我刚才提到在1987年初 我们还没有地方聚会。 一直到3月份 毕玉书牧师和黄沃书长老 才找到一个教会， 就是Cornerstone Church， 愿意把场地借给我们做周五晚上的聚会。 As I mentioned earlier, we did not have a place to meet in the beginning of 1987. Not until March, Elder Joseph Wong and Pastor Clarence Pai, they helped us found a church, Cornerstone Bible Church, was willing to let us use their facility for Friday night's fellowship and Bible study. 在1986年, 毕玉书牧师 当时是基督徒会堂的一个成员，他已经回应神的呼召，要做宣教士。当时正在寻找适合的差会，但是黄牧师长老邀请他担任北区职堂的召集人。毕玉书牧师是一位非常有恩赐的领袖，他在职堂的工作上面有极大的贡献。他后来创立国际华人宣教会，并且在南非侍奉。 直到他在1998年11月安息主怀。Pastor Clarence Pai was a member of CCIC San Jose Church in 1986. He answered to God's calling to serve as a missionary. While he was searching a mission organization, he was invited by Elder Joseph Wong to serve as a leader to plant a church in North Valley. He was a true leader, and he contributed significantly in CCIC North Valley. He also started the CIM, Chinese International Mission, and the serving in South Africa until he went to the Lord in 1998. I think it's an honor. Today we have his wife here. Christine, could you stand up so everyone can see you?
So 这个时候周五的场地有了，但是呢，我们还没有主日崇拜的场地。
We had a place to meet Friday night, but we were still not able to find any place that we can meet on Sunday. That was a very, very disappointing.
忽然有一天，陈市长长老，他说他找到了一个场地，这是一个幼儿园，叫做Rainbow Bridge. 他是怎么找到的呢？ 这个幼儿园的园长就是他儿子跟他女儿所念的小学的校长。这个校长非常的慷慨，一签就是2年的合约。 从1987年一直签到1989年， 只收非常基本的水电清洁费，而且这个校长也不是一个基督徒，所以这实在是一个神迹。
And suddenly, Brother Chris Chan, at that time he was not an elder yet, said the principal of the elementary school where his children went to was willing to let us use their kindergarten, Rainbow Bridge, for Sunday mornings. A two-year contract was signed immediately with only a minimal maintenance fee required. And the principal was not even a Christian. That was another amazing miracle. 终于我们在1987年的3月, 我们开始了正式的周五团契聚会以及周日的主日崇拜。 We finally started our Friday night fellowship and Sunday worship in March 1987. So, 你看看这些照片，你看出谁呢？ 你看到黄国树长老，你看到曾林芳牧师，你看到唐慧聪长老，那个时候是他负责翻译，他现在不翻了。然后在这个诗班，你看到了黄淑娥姊妹，你看到了这个张兆元弟兄，你看到吴俊雄弟兄，也许有些人我还没有看清楚的，你可以自己慢慢找。 So about a year later, 1988, three elders and four deacons were installed. So you can see that 我们现在在1988年的时候，安利的三位长老以及四位执事，从左边开始是唐慧聪长老、李立明长老，第三位呢是蒲小平长老。很多在座的新来的可能没有见过他。Elder Pugh is very well respected with a loving heart, you know. He was the founding elder of this church. And today we're happy to see his wife is here. Pu Yuzhu姊妹，要不要请你站起来一下？ So, Pu Xiaoping长老went to be with the Lord in September 2003. 然后再过来的话呢，就是 Simon， 刚才已经站起过，再站起来一次好了。不要了。 Okay. Then it's Simon, and then everybody knows Bollocks. He's not able to come today. And then the next one is me. So I was joking that in the last 30 years, I gained some and lost some. 过去30年,我有得有失, 得的呢是更多的体重,失的呢是少了一些头发. So I gained some weight and I lost some hair. 再过来是蒋伯母,大家非常敬重的蒋伯母,她是一位非常有爱心,非常热心侍奉的蒋伯母。 Sister John was the one to, all the way to the right. She went to be with the Lord in July 2005. 我们大家很熟悉蒋伯伯，要不要请蒋伯伯站起来一下？我们大家认识你。So if you look at the picture, you'll find that we have many people serving and they're still around. 如果我看的没错的话呢，有楚娟，有黄淑娥，有彭玉珠姊妹，后面最后这一排三位长老，然后林正德等等，还有张兆元，我希望没有Mr.，但是我主要要秀一张照片，就是吴俊雄，你看吴俊雄在干什么？You see your brother Joseph Wu, he's holding a big poster, and we didn't have projector at that time, so that was our projector. And Bollocks was, you know, leading the hymn. So it was a wonderful memory. So we gathered together. We used the Rainbow Bridge for almost 2 years. And there's one interesting event happened in 1988 on July 3rd. What happened? We walked in there and we found out we forgot the key. 我们进到了幼儿园，发现没有人带钥匙。 但是没有关系，我们的信心十足。 Even though we don't have the key, we still get together in the playground, continue our worship. 我们在这个幼儿园的院子里举行了主日崇拜。这是一幅很美丽的图画，我特地拿出来让大家看。It's a beautiful picture showing our dedication to God, to worship Him, regardless indoor or outdoor. 在1987年到1989年这两年，我们费尽了苦心。 到处去找场地，总是找不到适合的。我们实在是感到非常的绝望，以及非常的沮丧，因为人一直在增长，但是没有好的场地。So in the 2 years from 87 through 89, we searched many places in vain because we weren't able to find a facility that would fit our needs. We were frustrated, disappointed, and hopeless. Again, another miracle happened in 1989.
突然1989年一个消息传来，这栋楼房啊，这种两层的楼房可以出租给我们，神实在是很恩待我们。你知道这栋建筑物离那个幼儿园有多远吗？就是一个 block， 你如果走这个 Able 跟这个交口，你就可以看到。所以呢，在头一个主日我们敬拜的时候呢，我们有一个非常有趣的感恩的搬家活动啊，我们所有的人每一个人搬一点东西，从那边就走来走到这里来聚会。 So in 1989 suddenly another miracle happened. God made this building available to us for rent. God has sympathy on us, and this building was right across the Rainbow Bridge Kindergarten. On the first Sunday, we had a great memorable church moving event. Everyone carried something from Rainbow Bridge and walked over here to have our first worship.所以我们的献堂感恩崇拜是在1989年的5月7号。This is our dedication, worship, or Thanksgiving on May 7th, 1989. 你再来看看，你看到谁呢？你看到黄洛书长老，你看到郑英柱弟兄帮他翻译。你看到在这个中间这个这组照片里面呢，你看到叶子华弟兄，你看到Sunny, 你看到蒲小平长老。那在左下角呢，你看到这个陈淑媛姊妹啊，你看到这个廖淑辉的太太啊及他们的孩子啊，还有这个贺新华的太太也在里面。要不然你们站起来一下，贺新华跟这是你啊，在左边第二个不是你吗？是是是，确定是最左边这位是不是丽丽？好像是丽丽啊，啊。然后右边的话，你看哈，你可以看到 George， 我不知道你大家还记不记得 George， 还有廖淑辉的老大啊，廖淑辉的夫妇，可不可以请你们站起来一下？Okay, next I'm going to share.The experiencing God in love. Okay. 最后我来分享一下在爱中经历神。我们实在是都是属于这个大家庭的一部分，我们一起经历我们人生中的起伏，就像身体上的一个肢体，一同受苦，一同快乐，彼此相爱，让神的名得到荣耀。In the last 30 years, we're truly all part of this extended family. We celebrate major events in our lives together. We laugh together, we cry together.Just like members in one body, we suffer together, we rejoice together. 我也举个几个例子。我记得很清楚，马长老有一天一大清早开车到我们家来，带我的太太去做这个肾结石的治疗。为什么呢？因为那天我必须要送两个孩子去上学。我更记得，当我们家生老二的时候，一大清早五点，我们必须把老大送到潘一恒跟林玉芳家，请他们暂时照顾我，才能回到医院去照顾我的太太。我也记得在我被解雇的时候，这个 Priscilla 跟 Eugene 到我们家来跟我一起祷告。这就是像圣经上所说的，我们彼此相爱，众人就因此认出我们是基督的门徒了。 I'd like to give you some examples. I remember clearly one time Elder Gary took Angela to the kidney stone operationone morning, so I could take the kids to school. I remember Phyllis and Philip Penn, they took care of our son when his sister was born, so I was able to take care of my wife in the hospital. Eugene and Priscilla came over to pray with me when I got laid off. So these are all the testimony, just like Bible said. People know that we're Jesus' disciples when they saw we love each other.我在神的面前有一个很诚恳切的祷告，愿意神的话以及圣灵的感动，让我们继续能够彼此相爱。我们更要爱护我们的教会，让弟兄姊妹在主里合一，因为我们的合一最能够荣耀我们的神。 I earnestly pray that may God's word and Holy Spirit help us continue to love each other, to love our church, make every effort to keep the unity of the church.
so his name may be glorified. 感谢主, praise the Lord.
The next, we will have a short slideshow to looking back the past 30 years.
Praise the Lord.
30
years.
You know, 30 years,
it's hard to believe that. No, without God's grace, we wouldn't be here after 30 years of growth. When we started having the first service, and Elder Wu talked to me.
He said, "You're the church of the East.
Well, the churches in North America, you know, if you want to really plant a church, it's not really hard to do it. Well, all those people who come across to America to study, they are the cream of the crops.
Oh, 大家在一起
Well, when all these smart people get together, they are going to compete and fight.
So, 经过一些日子的时候呢，哎，我就知道，我们都是在矛盾中生长了。Well,
after some time, I realize that we are really coming out from uncertainty or a lot of chaos.
有时候特别开长老会的时候呢,
especially when we have the elders meeting,
豺狼虎豹,
oh,
豺狼虎豹,
oh, okay, it's really like the fight between the tigers and the wolves.
那么这是主的恩典, 把我们保守下来。
It's really by the grace of God that he protected us.
那么看到这些历史呢，也引起我有一些的感想。
Well, looking back to the history, I have some thoughts.
当这里开始的时候呢，之前做了差不多一年的预备。
Before we actually planted the church, moved the church, we had 1 year of preparations.
我们实在是神的同工，不是我们有什么功劳。
It's not really by our accomplishment. It's really we are working with God.
同工们呢，正是把所有的都摆上。
Co-workers, give their best.
记得，因为我们。 要有讲道的人啊,
just like the people who preach.
我们也不会。
No, we don't really know much.
我们是个大男人坐了一架 李立明那个 station wagon 到 LA 去上课。
Okay, we are a few men, taking a station wagon going to LA to study.
那么，我们每个礼拜二呢，去神保罗牧师那里学他讲道。
We every week we went down to study and learn from Pastor Song.
他告诉我们呢，哎，你们这些人的脑袋啊，都没有经过圣灵的组织的。
No, he would tell us that your brains are not really wired by the Holy Spirit.
他说你们写你们一篇的最好的讲的跟我看。
Okay, so try your best. Write the best sermon you think, and then show it to me.
How you look on?
And so Pastor Song looked at that and shook his head.
那么，但是呢，神有足够的恩典呢，啊，兴起了一些啊弟兄姊妹啊，那么做神的工作。
But by the grace of God, he raised up some of the brothers and sisters.
那么在这些同工当中呢，已经有两位不在我们当中了。
And unfortunately, among all the co-workers, there were two who are already with the Lord.
那么，比如说呢，他在这里的时候，他告诉我，他有一个盼望。
Pastor Pat.Was here and he mentioned to me that he had some hope.
他说希望呢，北区这个叫五年聚一个堂。
He really had an ambition that every 5 years he's gonna plant a new church.
三十年了。
It's been 30 years.
应该有多少堂了？
How many new churches should we have?
啊，不过呢，还好。二十五年的时候之前呢，只了一个，还有个五字在那里。
But fortunately, after 25 years, there was one new church that we planted.
那么，柏小兵弟兄呀，也不在我们当中。柏小兵弟兄也不在我们当中。
Yeah, Elder Paul was not with us today either.
至少我可以这样说。他们服侍主，将自己的生命都摆上。
I can proudly say that they serve the Lord to the end of their life.
今天呢，想同大家呢，分享一点点。
Today I want to share with you a few points.
如果讲起来就很长，看看。
If we start preaching, it's going to take a long time.
缩短一点。
So I'll try to keep it short.
我们吃糖的原因呢，就是第一个，就是要见证主耶稣，主做耶稣的见证人。
The first purpose of planting a new church is to be the witness of God.
但是呢，我们华人分散在其他地方，一直第二个原因呢，就是说。他们不来我们教会，我们去到他那里。
The second purpose is that we are so many Chinese, overseas Chinese, scattered around, and so if they don't come to church, we are going to bring the church to them.
那么，为了这个缘故呢，我们就有一个想，要支一个堂呢，扣完扣，支一个完整的。聚会的地方。
So when we thought of planning a church, we want to really plan a perfect location.
所以呢，我们现在好像是福音移民一样，一堆的人，一组的人去，不是两个三个的去。
So when we move and plan the church, we were like a Christian immigrant. We move as a group, not just one or two people.
当时呢，我们还不知道在哪里，所以呢，好像没有目的。但是神的恩典，当我们支了五个的时候，拿开地图一看，哦，五个地区里面 都是华人最多的地方。
So when we started thinking about planning churches, we really didn't know where we are going. But when we opened a map, we see that there are five places where a lot of Chinese are around.
那么可见神在我们很无知的时候，他来带领我们到今天。
So when we were still wandering without any purpose or any direction, God already planted the seed in us. And
我们来到这里呢，也是一个目的，做耶稣的见证人。
And when we plant the church in North Valley, the sole purpose is to be the witness of God.
那么，在保罗那个时代，他呢写了七封的信给七个教会。
During the time of Paul, he wrote seven letters to seven churches.
他也是这样，去哪里就做耶稣基督的见证人。
He is very clear that wherever you go, he's gonna be the witness of God.
那么这个约翰呢？写了七封的信给七个教会，
Apostle,
也是说你们是基督的见证人。
Apostle John also wrote letters to seven churches and tell them to be the witness of God.
不管怎么样，我们在这里不要忘记，是做耶稣基督的见证人，见证神的道。你如果忘了这个呢，我们在这里就没有价值，没有意义的。
As for us here in the North Valley, we are the witness of God. We got to remember that. Otherwise, there is no purpose of gathering here anymore.
所以今天我就用启示录第二章、第三章，那里有七个教会，我不会讲完，你不要怕。
So today my sermon is centered around the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3. Don't worry about it, we are not going to talk about every single church in detail.
那么从耶稣的眼光的里面啊，那么在七个教会里面呢，他有称赞，也有责备。
From the eyes of Jesus, in every church, he praised some of them and also scold at some of them.
但是呢，从这些里面呢，我们把它集合起来，就看见神啊，耶稣基督心意里面的教会是怎么样的。
So when we summarize all these learnings from their seven churches, we can see what the church, what Jesus desire for a good church.
那么大家都熟悉了，以弗所教会。
So everybody knows, remember that in the Church of Ephesus,
耶稣基督在中间寻找他的爱。
Jesus looked into the church and tried to look for the love.
头一个字就是爱。
The first one is the love of God.
我们在这里呢，教会呢，需要一个特征，去彰显神的爱。这是教会里面非常非常重要的，只有这个才能把教会建立起来，才能符合神的心意。
So the first characteristic of a church that Jesus desires is that we have love within it. Because this is the foundation.
斯美拿忠心向主。
For the church of Smyrna, they really be very faithful. To church.
对不加摩教会真理。
No, there is a truth in the Bergamon church.
那么对这个推拉的教会呢，圣洁，圣洁，这是教会里面的。
Okay, it's the pureness. No, can be found in the church of Thyatira.
那么对撒迭教会呢，生命，生命。不是外面的东西，耶稣基督的生命的彰显。
In the Church of Sardis, it is really the life of Jesus exemplified.
那么， 非特非拉的教会呢，那么就是传扬福音。
The preaching of the gospel is the characteristics of the Church of Philadelphia.
那么最后一个老底家的教会呢？最严重的就是把耶稣基督推在门外，不让他进来。所以呢，这个老底家的教会呢，就是要接受耶稣基督在教会里面做头做王。
So in the Church of Laodicea, the characteristic is that they put Jesus outside.
好，我不会讲完，我只提。第三个就够了。
So the important thing is that you know, they need to bring the Jesus back into the church. And I'm going to only talk about three churches.
头一个呢?
The first one.
起初的爱心。
The love of Christ from the beginning.
这个起初的爱心呢,是什么啊?
What is the love of Christ from the beginning?
我们有没有爱心呢? 我们有没有起初那种爱心呢?
Do we have love? Do we have love from the beginning?
这个呢，就是当时以弗所教会呢非常的好，但是呢失去了一样，就失去了所有的。
So Ephesus Church is very have a long history, but one thing that they lost is really the love.
他说。你把起初的爱心离弃了，那这个呢，就是要提醒我们，啊，神的爱必须在教会的里面。
So Apostle John said that no, Ephesus Church has lost the love from the beginning.
我们没有爱的。
We don't have love anymore.
只有神的爱在我们当中的时候，我们。才有爱活出去。
The only love that we can bring out is really from the Christ Jesus.
这个爱啊，神的爱啊，就是神他的本质啊，所有的都总结在这个爱的里面。
The God's love is really the nucleus of everything.
那么。如果神的爱离开了教会，他的灯就熄了。神呢要把他的灯台拿走的。
So if God's love is not in the church anymore, God would take away the lampstand.
那么这样呢？省察一下，今天虽是三十周年，但是是个恩典，三十周年的恩典。大家要记得，恩典两方面，一方面是恩典，恩典也像火一样洁净我们的。
This is the day to celebrate the 30th anniversary. We should look back to each one and think about what love is. Love is like the fire, and the fire is gonna be purifying us.
我们一方面感恩，一方面呢？都需要审查审查。
On the one hand, we
我们有没有神的爱呀。
On the one hand, we praise the Lord, for the grace. But at the same time, we need to look back to ourselves and think about whether we still have it.
那么，在约翰呢，他写了，他说不要爱世界。如果人有爱世界呢，神的爱就不在，父的爱就不在他们中间了。
So Apostle said that no, we should not love the world because when we love the world, we don't have God's love anymore.
那么那里的翻译呢是love of father, 那父的爱不在中间了，那么。教会就不会存在的。
So it says that here, no, when we lost the love of the Father, no, this church doesn't exist anymore.
30年, 想想看, 我们今天在教会的里面, 有没有, 失去了, 神的爱。
So we need to inspect each of us, know whether our church has lost the love of the Father.
爱呢? 是合一的根基, 啊, 我们都说嘛, 在爱中合一嘛。 教会有争吵, 有分裂, 就知道神的爱不在中间。So
God's love is the glue for us to, you know, get together. So when we look at our church, you know, if there are some quarrels, some division, then maybe, you know, Father's love is not with us anymore.
如果我们爱世界, 神的爱也不在我们当中。
So if we love the world, then Father's love is not within us anymore.
那么我们要爱世界呢, 我们就会成为神的敌人。 我们爱世俗上的事呢, 啊, 神就不在我们的当中。
God will call us the enemy. Now, when we really love the world and only think about the godly things, we love the world and only think about the worldly things.
今天的教会呢, 实际上受世界的风气、世界的东西的影响, 那么头一样呢, 就叫我们失去神的爱, 仇敌就赢了。
The world nowadays has been greatly influenced by the world. So the first thing you will see is that, you know, God's love is not within the church anymore.
那么今年30周年, 一方面感恩, 一方面回顾一下, 我们有没有爱世界呢? 有没有落在世界的风俗的里面呢? 一落在里面, 教会。
So today is a good opportunity for us to look at ourselves, know whether we have been influenced by the world that we don't have God's love anymore.
第二个呢, 忠心。
The second characteristic is faithfulness.
那么约翰看这个教会啊, 他跟保罗不一样, 他看这个教会呢, 是耶稣基督的心腹,
So Apostle John looked at church and said that the church is like the newlywed, the bride of Jesus.
心腹呢, 头一件事要讲爱嘛, 是吗?
No, the bride, the newlywed bride, no, would be, no, greatly loved by the groom.
第二个呢, 你要对耶稣基督忠心嘛, 是。
The second thing is the bride need to be faithful to her husband.
都很明白了,为什么人要离婚呢?
So everybody understand this principle. So what's the point of discussing it more?
忠心,是吧? 那么忠心呢, 只有在难处的当中,压迫的当中,里面显出来的。
So the faithfulness really can be, you know, visible, you know, through hardness, through tough times.
在这个教会里面呢, 耶稣没有责备。
In this church, Jesus did not scold that.
但是呢, 称赞。
But only praise.
那么, 今天好像我们没有落在这个, 光景的里面, 如果, 今天因着耶稣的名, 哦, 我们在贫穷的里面, 在逼迫的里面, 那时候, 我们还像不像耶稣基督忠心呢?
Right, no, today, no, it doesn't look like, no, our church is in that situation. But when we, no, suffer hardship, no, do we still have that faithfulness in Jesus Christ?
比如说今天我们碰到的, 那么政府吧, 婚姻的定义改变。
Well, today, no, one thing that is, no, the government has changed the definition of marriage.
那么教会怎么反应呢？
How does the church respond?
如果你我们有违背他的，也许他要把你教会封闭，也许有其他的这个告你，那么结果呢，教会就受了很大的难处了吗？这样。
And the church will suffer hardship if we disobey the government's regulations.
那么我们也要预备，就是政府把这个会堂没收，或者是怎么样，我们还是坚持真理的原则，向真理向主耶稣忠心。
So that could be a possibility that our church will be closed because we disobey the government on this new definition. But are we willing to suffer? Are we willing to take up the consequence?
当时呢，有一个党呢，叫做十分之一党。因为呢，你那时候呢，有人举报了，哎，你是基督徒，那么政府来呢，就把你的财产没收。就拿十分之一分给那个举报的人。
During that time, in the Bible, there was a group called one tenth of a church. Because when the government come and confiscate all the properties, and they would give away one tenth to whoever report the church.
他们情愿贫穷，啊，情愿贫穷。
So even though they're poor,
啊。改变向耶稣基督忠心。
So even though they were poor, they were persecuted, but they did not waver. They were willing to suffer for Jesus.
看见中东有些基督徒被杀，忠心向神。
You look at the Middle East today. There are Christians persecuted or even killed by because of their faith.
那么。向神忠心很简单，就是向神的话忠心，不离开神的吩咐，不离开耶稣基督的教训。
Be faithful basically means that we trust God's word and we follow God's teaching, and we are not going to waver our faith.
那么有一个教会呢，在第三章呢。叫做撒迪教会。
There was another church in chapter 3 called the Sardis Church.
耶稣说，你按你的名是活的，但是是死的。那么，就是说，教会呢，这个教会呢，只注重外表，没有生命的一个实质。那么今天的教会呢，也许有这样的一种情形。
So the Sardis church was described as somewhat alive on the outside, but but Jesus says that the church is already dead, and it's kind of like today we have church on the outside seem to still be a church, but we really don't have that essence of the church anymore.
那么想一想，我们今天聚会，我们的祷告，我们的 Bible study 或者是其他的，只在教外表上面呢，是一个 program only 呢，还是真正的我们进到生命的层面上面？
So think about our church today. We still have Sunday service. We still have Bible study. We still have other functions. But are we just running the programs, or are we really learning and really learning about Christ?
好，最后一个就是老底家教会。
The last one is Laodicea Church.
这个教会啊。对我来说呢，是一个 impact 最大的。
The church experience give me the most impact.
把耶稣拒绝在门外， 耶稣敲门都没有人开。
So this church actually keep Jesus outside. Now when Jesus knock on the door, and the door is not open for him.
耶稣用宝血买回来的人，他才是主人，是吧？
These people are really bought by, you know, Jesus' blood. So Jesus is really the owner of these people.
那么顺便讲一讲，我们不是教会的创办人，因为我们手上没有两个洞。哎，手上有两个洞，那个呢才是教会的创办人。
I just want to make sure that we are not the owner of the church, because we don't have our nail hold on our hands. Only Jesus have it.
我们不过是与神同工。
We are only the co-worker with Christ.
你看严不严重？
Is that really serious? No, for this church.
不要耶稣进来。
They don't want Jesus to be back into the house.
要自己做主。
And they want to make their own decision.
那么这里呢，也给我们想一想，今天我们在这里是服侍，我们在这里啊敬拜，谁是教会的主啊？
So we need to really think hard. No, now that we serve in this church, we need to think about who is the owner.
现在都有，好像有教会，在帮助那些难民的时候，他也对那些义工讲：“哎，我们不传福音呢、啊，就是帮他们 settle。”这些呢，就不是基督做主的。
So think of an example. If today we help out with the refugees, but we are really helping them, but we don't preach the gospel anymore.No, so are we still a church?
那么教会很多的决定，教会很多的project， 是我们的决定，是不是耶稣的决定呢？ No.
So when we So when we make a lot of decision at the board meeting, and is that really following Christ's principle?
所以今天教会对于等候耶稣、等候主非常的弱。为什么要等候主啊？就是预备好我们自己，只要有耶稣的命令一来，我就马上走。这个呢，就是那个教会的问题了，是。
So when we make decisions, have we actually listened and wait for God? No, or we are just making decision on our own.
好，那么我就把只是这一点点了哈。那么约翰呢？他讲这些，他就回到教会的初期的时候比一比。看教会的初期，哦，他们爱主的心，神的爱在他们中间呢、啊。看到？哎，第一个，吃饭都是诚实吃饭的不？哎，是吧？主在他们中间。
So when Apostle John's talk about the churches, he referred back to the beginning. No, they were suffering at the beginning of the church, but when they were even eating together, sharing together, they have God within them.
哦，凡物共用啊，是吧？没有，是吧？没有这个爱，你我可吗？
And everybody share their things with all the other people in the church.Without God's love, how could they do that?
向主忠心、yeah. 他们也向主忠心。
And at the early church, members were also very faithful to God.
彼得怎么说？他在 顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。
And Peter said that no, we should follow God, not follow people.
那么今天我们的生活是真的顺从神呢，还是顺从人？
So if we look at our life, no, are we following God or are we following ourselves?
他们那时候的生活啊，在真理的里面，真理虚假的东西在教会里面不能存在的。
So they were living in the truth of God. No, so in truth, there's no other things.
记得亚拿尼亚吗？
So remember Ananias?
一个谎言。
There was just one lie.
就不存在了。
He lost his life.
啊，真理。那么一看，哦，那时候的教会，他们的生活，哇，蛮有生命的活力的吧？你我们读《使徒行传》第二章就是嘛，先，他们呢，很生命很活泼，对，那么时常在一起，纪念主啊，那么一起把这个。主耶稣的生命活了出来嘛？嗯。
So if you look back to no the book of Acts chapter 2, no you look at the brother and sisters in that church, they were together and they really have God within them.
看看我们呢
？Look at us.
是不是这样
？No, do we still have that?
你看他们侍奉主，哦，很快乐嘛，是吧？啊
，When they served, no, the God, they were very, they have a lot of joy in them. Do we have that today?
今天，哇，要弟兄姊妹要服侍主哎，你看你的祷告啊，教会可不可以负担一点？知识啊，那一些啊，工作。那么，他头一句问什么？回答你什么？你记得吗？哎，要做多年呢、啊？几多年呢、啊？还没有开始就问，做多少年了？哎，这个就是反映出生命的疲乏，生命。
So sometimes.So sometimes in church, when we ask someone to serve, maybe as a deacon, or maybe in other posts, no, the first thing they ask is, for how long do I have to work in this post? And that kind of, no, is the reflection of how poor our life is.
好，那么就耶稣基督在不在我们当中？
And Jesus Christ is within us.
因为在使徒行传的时候有没这个决定的时候呢？有一句话，他说：“圣灵与我们决定。”
In the early church, when they had to make a decision, they would know that no, the Holy Spirit would make the decision for us.
现在呢，上面没有了，圣灵那个没有，我们。决定些，啊，这个呢是成为教会里面最大的一个危机。
So today, when in some church, in church we make decision, and we don't see Holy Spirit anymore, and this is the greatest crisis of the church.
那么，在教会里面呢，在神的家里面呢，耶稣基督必须做主。你没有他不行了，啊，也不要以为自己很了不起，啊，很多的才干，很多的这个，对，主不看这个的。
We need to hold on to the fact that God is our Lord when we gather together, when we make decision.
那么，今天 就是大家讲这些好像很多的 negative 的东西，我希望这一些呢，就我们三十周年的时候，一方面感谢神的恩典把我们能够集在一起，如果不是他的恩典我们早就不在这里了，但是借着这个机会省察一下我们是否在神的心意的当中，神的见证在我们当中，神的爱在我们当中，主耶稣是否在我们当中，做一点的一个提醒，一个回想。那么这样呢，我们还可以跑三十年。
Today,
如果不是三十年不。
Today in my sharing, it seems like I'm talking about all the negative things. But on the one hand, we should praise the Lord with His grace to walk with us, you know, for the last 30 years. But you know, really, we need to look at ourselves, you know, as a church. You know, do we still have the faith? Do we still have God's love? And hopefully, after this inspection, we can really follow God. We know that Jesus is in us, within us, and we can run the next 30 years.
读一段的圣经。
I'm going to read a verse.
马拉基书。
In the Old Testament, Malachi.
万军之耶和华说， 我要差遣我的使者在我面前预备道路， 你们所寻求主必忽然进入他的殿， 立约的使者就是你们所仰慕快来的到的， 他来的日子谁能承担得起呢？ 他显现的时候谁能站得住呢？ 他说因为他如炼金人的火， 如漂布人的茧， 他坐下如炼金银子，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们如金银一样。 他们就凭公义献上公物给耶和华。 那么这一个呢， 就是耶稣今天在我们当中的工作。 那么他是炼金人的火， 就是要洁净我们里面。 你知道炼金是怎么炼的？
So let me read the Bible. This is Malachi chapter 3. And it says that, "See, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom you desire, will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver."
炼金人， 你知道这个炼金人， 炼金啊， 有个炉子， 烧啊， 烧， 烧了， 那些渣子呢， 就浮面了， 他就， 然后过去， 一吹， 就把渣子 吹掉了， 再烧， 看到那个 下面还有渣滓呢， 又浮上来了， 他又在吹， 吹到一个地步， 他一看， 诶， 看到他自己的形 样子呢， 出现在那个金上面呢， 就是炼金了。 那么教会也是一样， 那么人要看教会神呢， 一直要炼金， 炼金呢， 知道 人家一看到我们呢， 看到耶稣， 看到耶稣， 那么教会呢， 就可以存在。 如果人家炼金人一来看一看， 哦， 都看不见自己的话， 就像 教会的灯台就会离开。 所以呢， 我们用这些话呢， 就彼此一个， 一个鼓励啊， 好， 谢谢。
So this is how I'm going to translate it. Okay, this is how the gold refiner does. No, they will put the gold in high heat, and then when they burn for a while, then the impurity will rise to the top, and then the refiner can push that away, and then they put it back and do another round of that, and then so this is like, you know, how God is gonna purify or refine our church. No, they want to see after the high heat and all this, and then they know he will look in there and see whether this is pure gold. In that case, for church, he looked to see whether Jesus is in our church.
对不起，忘记了你。
谢谢黄武树长老的勉励啊。 Thank you for Elder Joseph Wang's message. Now, 接下来我们还有一首联合诗班的献诗。 Now we have a combined choir. 谢谢石班啊，时间也不早了，那我接下来很快的还是按照惯例来欢迎一下，看看今天有没有第一次来到我们当中的弟兄姐妹或者是朋友们。 Now let's welcome the firstComer, whoever joining us today, if you are, please stand up, then we can recognize you and welcome you. 如果有的话，请你站起来，让我们欢迎一下，好不好？我想没有时间让你自我介绍了啊。那请你站起来，我们的招待会到时候和你联系。有没有这样子的人？There's anyone that who's coming to our church today as a first comer? Is anyone?Please stand up. 没有哈，哇、wow, ，kind of a surprise 啊，有点啊没关系啊。接下来散会以后，在二楼我们有一个reception， 就是有一个茶点会。那如果大家都希望能够留下来，聚完会以后上二楼去有这个茶点会，大家能够。更多的时间不仅享受丰盛的饮食，还有可以和一些老朋友长久没有见面的可以交谈啊。After this worship, we have a reception on the second floor, so please stay and come to the second floor to have a reception, enjoy the food and the fellowship with one and another. 再有一个就是请所有的 family member 在1987年的这个创立的时候在的这个family member 在聚会以后留下来和黄长老来照片留念纪念留念啊。If you are family members who came to the or founding the church in 1987, please stay after the worship service.So you can take the picture with Elder Wang. Okay, 那今天的聚会呢就到这里结束。